The Cincinnati Playhouse continues to build on its reputation of supporting new works with the upcoming world premiere of Allison Curran's new play, Sooner Later, on its Shelterhouse stage. Show has been in previews this weekend and has its opening performance on Thursday. Allison is here to talk about the show, and with her is director Lisa Rothe, who's giving Sooner Later its first production. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Allison, your play is about navigating a lot of the tricky paths of romance and marriage and parenting especially, I think. And I wonder if you could give us a quick sketch of who the characters are and what's sort of going on with them.
Sure. The central character is a woman in her 40s named Nora, and she's navigating her re-entry into the dating world at a certain age, aided by her daughter, Lexi, who is quite the lively teenager. And the third character is a man that she continually has these encounters with in a coffee shop named Griff.
And somewhat unintended, too.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
She's there to meet other people.
And keeps meeting him.
None right. too successfully.
Right, right. It's a prickly beginning.
You and I have talked previously about this, and you said that you like to think of this as a deconstructed romantic comedy.
Yes.
I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about what you mean by that.
The play started out with romantic comedy structure, but I kind of wanted to pull it apart and give it sort of a more 40-something, cynical, slightly jaded perspective. So that's what I mean by that. And the play does play around with some of those romantic comedy structures, but injects a whole lot and sort of another level of reality, really, quite frankly, and gets into some darker turf in that way.
We don't want to give too much away about the story because there's an interesting twist that happens in the second act. But you might be able to shed a little light on the title of the play, which tells us a little bit about Sooner and Later. You want to say a little more about that without giving anything away?
Sure. The play basically has a two-act structure, and the first act is the Sooner part, which feels very much like current reality. And the second half is the Later half, and that's when the twist happens.
Lisa, you've got a lot of experience as a freelance director of new theatrical works. And you also, I've read through some of your resume, and you've got connections to lots of different kinds of things, that many of which have to do with developing plays. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about what is different about staging a world premiere that hasn't previously been staged, mm-hmm. as opposed to a script that's more established. And obviously one part is, well, the playwright is here with you as you're that's working right. on it. But can you talk a little bit more about that?
Well, that is pretty huge and extraordinary to have the playwright in the room and to be working with a living playwright. So, you know, one of the things necessary is to be nimble and on our feet. The actors, you know, who do a lot of new plays get very used to changes in the room and on the fly. And so that's really exciting. So things are happening in the room in the moment. And so up until opening or the rehearsal before opening, and everybody is a collaborator in the room then, between the dramaturg and the playwright and the director and the actors. And also we have some extraordinary stage managers in the room too, you know, offering some thoughts or perspectives on the work, which ends up somehow, you know, being able to create a stage-worthy, fully developed and realized piece.
Stage managers are those people on the team who sort of help control the physical movement of what goes on and that sort of thing. But I've interviewed other directors and playwrights about working at the Playhouse, and they've on more than one occasion said to me that the stage managers there seem particularly attuned to being part of the process.
Very much so. And I adore my stage managers on every project because yes. I need them. They're yes. my right-hand people. They're intrinsic to the process and, you know, need to have, they have a relationship with myself and with the playwright and also with the actors. And when I'm gone, they're the ones keeping the show together.
Allison, well, the play, this will be the first time it's being fully staged, but there have been some workshops of it.
Oh, yes.
So maybe you'd like to talk a little bit about the development of it, because it really started as a one-act play.
That's right. Yeah. I thought I was done. I wrote the first, what is now the first act of this play, and just was having a staged reading of it. And some smart audience member made a comment about how wonderful the teenage character is and how idealized she is, which mm-hmm. is part of the point of that character. And then they said, well, gee, I wonder what it would be like if she was a real teenager. And that kind of made my head pop open. And I was like, oh my mm-hmm. gosh, there we go. Second act, which is a bit of a reversal of the first. So, you know, you never know where that really useful comment's going to come from an audience member. You don't even know sometimes. But it's had workshops as well. It had a really wonderful week-long workshop at Rep Stage in Columbia, Maryland. And we did some work on it in New York as well back last May. So it's had a good, healthy development.
Yeah. And Lisa, were you involved with any of those workshops, or are you just coming in as the,
I was not.
For this
yes,
rehearsal
I was just
process?
Coming in. And Allie and I, we had a few phone conversations, uh-huh. and then we met at auditions in New York.
The other thing I guess I'd like you to talk a little bit about, and I think you both will have perspectives on this, is that I have been very pleased with the Playhouse's approach to new works over the last several seasons. Blake Robison, who is the artistic director, with at least three or four seasons now, the world premieres that they've done at about two per year have mostly been by female playwrights and often with female directors. And the role of women playwrights is a topic of much conversation in the theater world today.
Yeah.
I wonder if maybe Lisa, because I know that you are involved in one organization.
League of Professional Theater Women.
The League of Professional Theater Women.
Actually, so I'm the co-president of the League of Professional Theater Women, which is an organization that supports women in the theater and is an advocacy organization. It's a membership-based organization. But this is a huge topic of conversation, especially in the hashtag MeToo and Time's Up. And, you know, I did an interview a couple of weeks ago, actually, where the person asking me was like, oh, you know, the theater has actually been kind of slow to respond to these movements. And it's interesting because, you know, the medium of television particularly, and radio, right? You can respond immediately to what's happening in the news. And theater is a longer gestation period. And so it's really, I mean, it's incredible that Blake has been ahead of the curve, really, in spending time and focusing on female artists. And so he's really a pioneer in leading the way as far as, you know, the men running regional theaters in this country. And
Allison, this is not your first time in Cincinnati.
Right.
You worked previously on a show called High School Alien.
Yes.
So, you want to say a little bit about that? Because, again, another play by a female playwright.
Well, that was for the Playhouse's Young Audiences program, and Blake brought me in for that. You know, I knew him through Washington, D.C., but he was former artistic director at Roundhouse. So, yeah, that was delightful. For a period of about 3 years, I was sort of bouncing back and forth between here and Cincinnati, developing that work for young audiences. And it was a wonderful, wonderful show, wonderful experience, and wonderful run. And I'm just happy to be back and happy that Blake wants me back. And it's putting me on the Shelter House stage.
Well, this world premiere is, in fact, the 76th world premiere that the Cincinnati Playhouse has produced.
Wow, it's incredible.
So it really is quite a record. I am, again, very pleased about the fact that Blake has picked up on using female playwrights, because we're seeing plays with perspectives that we just don't always see with male playwrights. And this one, I think, is a perfect example. There are three characters, but much of the really interesting interaction is between the mother and daughter. And do you want to say a little bit about working with that dynamic?
Well, if I can add, too, that, you know, I think it's important that Blake is bringing women out, of course, to Cincinnati, women playwrights, but also Washington, D.C. playwrights. You know, not everybody comes from New York, and Washington, D.C. in particular, where I'm from, has an extremely lively new play community, really, you know, a lot of wonderful female voices. And it's nice that Blake recognizes that. And the mother-daughter dynamic? Well, I have teenage daughter. Well, they're not teenage anymore. They're about to be 21. They're twins. And I feel like I've been in the trenches of parenting teens.
Times two, then.
Times two. And they're very smart and very talented and very powerful girls, women now. And I feel like I have a lot of firsthand experience that's actually pretty comic. And, you know, every time I see a reading of this or do a workshop or something, I always have people come to me in the audience and say, oh my gosh, this is exactly how my kid talks to me. I've had exactly that experience. So that part's really fun to play with.
Sooner Later opens on Thursday at the Cincinnati Playhouse in the Park, where it will be on stage through April 21st. For more information about the show and the Playhouse, follow the link that you'll find at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I've been talking with playwright Allison Curran and director Lisa Rothy. Thank you both for taking the time to come in.
Thank you for having
us.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.